It's kind of silly.
On £104.
This isn't it.
It can be.
Yeah.
When it moves that... on to 25.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's an entirely different ballgame.
Well,
what do you do there? Those two.
Chill them.
And nick the chain and all.
It's a handmade bike.
Oh, yeah.
It's an old girly one, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's, well, top of the range, to be quite honest.
Oh. And nick the... And nick the chain and all.
It's a handmade bike.
Oh, yeah.
It's an old girly one, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, it's, well, top of the range, to be quite honest.
Oh. Oh, that's lovely, that is. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've got a pass for you anyhow. It's a handmade bike.
Oh, yeah.
It's an old girly one, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, it's, well, top of the range, to be quite honest.
Oh, brilliant.
And I'm dead sure.
Well, make sure you hang on to that one. Get a nice big chain for it and lock it up wherever you go.
I did the last one as well.
Yeah, I'll then nick the chain and all, mate.
They
yeah, don't worry about it.
The fence, there were the house. But this one's in the front room, anyhow.
Yeah. All right, mate. Will you have a good day? Talk to you soon. Tell her, mate. Bye now. Hey, it's feeling lovely.
Until last time I've been pointing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know when you left to go to Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
14th of April. And that's when I got delivery of my new bike.
Oh, you've got a new one?
Yeah, my mum and dad bought me one.
Oh, smashing, that's brilliant.
Well, my dad's in his 90s.
Is that right?
And my mum's in her mid-80s.
Yeah.
And my dad said, you're not having it before your birthday, lad.
Oh, that's lovely, that
60.
Is, yeah. Yeah.
So I've got a pass for you anyhow. It's a handmade bike.
Oh, yeah.
It's an old girly one, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's, well, top of the range, to be quite honest.
Oh, brilliant.
And I'm dead chuffed.
Well, make sure you hang on to that one. Get a nice big chain for it and lock it up wherever you go.
I did the last one as well.
Yeah, I'll then nick the chain and all, mate. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Thanks, there were the house. But this one's in the front room, anyhow.
All right, mate. Will you have a good day?
Cheers. Cheers, Keith.
Talk to you soon. Tell her, mate. Bye now. Hey, it's nick the chain and all.
It's a handmade bike.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon. This is Wavelength, and you're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. Mm. Today we're joined in the studio by James Tregaskis, affectionately described by Mr. Trick as an attention whore cretin.
What?
an attention whore cretin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who I've been communicating with on the Resonance Forum for several years now. This being the first time that we've actually met in person, James, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And James is here on the eve of an epic motorcycle journey from Los Angeles to Alaska.
Well, somewhere, anyway.
Somewhere. Welcome, James. Perhaps we could start by talking about the portable record player you had at school.
Oh, the yeah. Well, it was a plastic one. I think it had those large batteries in it, you know.
Yeah.
And which red? It was red and was pink and white. I think it was
Yeah. By coincidence, I also had a portable record player, which
did
I took to school. And I used to play Country Joe and the Fish, electric music for the mind and body.
Body and soul.
On mine.
Yes. I had that.
Did you?
Mm. You got that from Kensington Market for 10 shillings or something.
Yeah.
A second-hand copy of that, without the sleeve.
Right.
And I still got that, you know. And it was re-recorded. One of the tracks, Porpoise Mouth, was re-recorded by Camper Van Beethoven. Which is about, is it about vagina?
I've no idea.
I think it is.
I have a
camper
van, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I have. No, I still
What
do.
Year was
I
it?
I still have a camper van.
Right.
1964 Volkswagen camper van.
But, yes. Do you drive it?
I do drive it, yes.
You don't have a chauffeur?
No, it's being serviced at the moment.
Okay.
Which school was that?
My school? Holland Park Comprehensive.
Yeah,
and we used to take the plastic record player out in the lunch hour and put it on the lawn and play Pipe at the Gates and Dawn and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And you were telling me it sounded quite an exciting sort of school to be at in that period, which would have been
It was a bit. It was a bit disorganized. I was kind of chaotic. I mean, we abolished the school uniform and we had a riot and the television came into, because I think actually our philosophy teacher allowed us to smoke in class and then she got thrown out because she started letting people smoke pot in the class.
Yeah.
And there were a few fun people. I mean, there's Alexis Corner's children, John Mayle's children there. And and we had Alexis Corner come and play for us after school. Yeah. It was really, that was a lovely memory, that one.
Yeah.
Well, let's not go down memory lane too much.
No.
Though. No.
No, all right. Well, tell us what was that first track we played? We heard the bike.
Well, that's a mixture of things, and I'm a very fond listener of the Fishing Hour on Talk Sport, which Keith is. I'm a great fan of Keith. I don't fish, but I like listening to, because he's a great broadcaster, and I thought, you know, I would, as another, I think if we've got time, we can have a bit more of that, actually. But Keith. Yeah.
Okay. So you've brought a selection. It was something to do with bikes, wasn't it?
I've forgotten about the bike thing. What was the bike thing about?
There's another.
That was.
That was something to do with I've got an old bike.
Oh, I think that's coming up. Hopefully, but actually, the next thing we'd want to play, or maybe
track
not.
Track two will be coming.
The next track actually is not Keith. That's actually my dad.
Oh, right.
And he liked to record us as children, which is a horrible thing to do. We had a reel-to-reel tape recorder, and I think this was recorded in 1957.
Hmm.
And I just sort of began talking then.
Yeah.
And he's got a great broadcasting voice, though, much nicer than mine.
All right.
So we could play. It's quite loud, so we need to bring it back.
Okay, we're going to turn.
And
it's
a fantasy world that he's trying to tease out of me. I think we can make a bit of it.
All right. Well, here we go.
Yes, talk proper language.
English.
Yes, proper. Talk proper English.
English.
Thank you. Hello, James.
I'm free today.
Has got any idea? Because it's not working today, because it's nearly closed.
Oh.
He did work at 7 o'clock.
Who, oh, really then?
No.
Lady Mac.
Kaka. Miss Puff.
What about her?
She gives us beer, you know, coming in town. There's another coming in town. the pub. We have the pub now, because some camping towns got full of friends. Lady Luke does have ideas, because she has work at 6 o'clock.
And there's what about Kakak?
Kakak doesn't work.
Where's Kakak now?
Kakak's home. In Albert Hall.
Kakak lives in the Albert Hall?
Yes. Where Blazeman's house? You know? But next to Blazeman's house.
She's
not a sheep. She's a toy. She talks. She can talk. She's a little toy.
Has a
car toy. A big car. What we can drive in.
What, Sissy is?
Yes.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Sissy doesn't have both because she's a big toy.
You used to tell me that Logan Goat hadn't got any body. Is that right?
No.
Logan Goat have a head without any body. Is that right?
No. Logan Goat has body with the tiny button.
The tiny button? Oh.
Yes.
I thought it was a thing.
With three.
Three what?
Three tummy buttons.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Cat does have shoes and rich, no, white shoes with stockings on.
Who does?
Cat.
What kind of stocking?
Brown. She's a real fashion lady.
Oh, Kaka kid?
Yes. Miss Puff.
Oh, Miss Puff.
James, has Sissy any husbands?
No.
Sissy's a car.
She's a car. She doesn't have any husbands.
Yeah, she's a car. Stupid girl. That was my sister. No, she's lovely, but she was 7 years older than me and... I felt really put upon by her at the time. Anyway,
and that was your parents' voices.
Yeah, that was my father with a syrupy voice, and my mother, who's actually learned to speak English because she was actually French and Greek by nationality.
Uh-huh.
So she came after the war, and but she spoke really good English.
Mm. And your family were sort of eminent book dealers in Bloomsbury, I think. Was your father a book dealer, or was it your grandfather?
Well, my grandfather was.
Oh, right.
And
so not your father.
And my father took over from him, but he really went after the war. He went into more the art side, selling prints, 17th century and 18th century prints.
Yes.
This is very boring.
No.
Can't we talk about sort of sex or something?
You can talk about sex.
I mean,
what do you want to say?
Yeah, there's so many things
sex?
In the world. We don't want to talk about, you know, book dealers or print dealers because, you know,
all right.
It's another age.
Well, we'll move on.
Come on,
let's
get to.
Okay.
Let's.
But contrary to the record by Bo Diddley, a book dealer I know thinks that you can judge a book by looking at the cover.
Yeah, that. That's Bo Diddley, isn't it?
Yes.
Who's very ill at the moment, isn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
I hope he gets better. He had a stroke recently, didn't he?
Yeah, that's yeah. right. And your son is his stage name is Black Cat Bones, which is also
oh,
a
yeah.
track from a Bo Diddley track, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it is.
It's a line from a Bo Diddley track, I should say.
Should we play a song by him? Or should we do that later?
We could do that.
I've got
a little
actually
bit
brought,
later.
I've really taken advantage now. I've brought one in actually.
Yeah.
He'd recorded it last night.
But I had a friend who could impersonate Dustin Hoffman in Midnight Cowboy.
Did you?
Yeah. And he would just come out with lines like, I'm Rico Rizzo from the Bronx. And apparently you were also influenced by that character in the 60s, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, when you gate crash parties, you tend to do things that he did. which I did.
Yeah.
Which is, why are you stealing the food?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
John Wayne, you're trying to tell me he was a fag?
Is he? He's dead, though.
Yes. Well, that's a sort of fag end, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose so. All right. Poor chap.
All right. Anyway, with reference to minor birds which only eat fruit, causing horizontal diarrhea to spray out through the bars of their cages and onto the walls.
We're getting to the nitty-gritty now, aren't we?
Why is it that our conversations always descend into...
I don't know. Does anyone read the forum out there? I don't think anybody reads it.
Well, there's at least 12 people do.
Yeah, I mean, it's got very boring recently, actually.
Yes, this is for people who are very listening, factual. This is the Resonance Forum.
I wish people would write in.
James and I have had a bit of a rapport on the forum over the years,
You're
I think.
You're the only one who takes me seriously.
Well, we sort of bounce off each other, I think, don't we? In the ether, somewhat.
Yeah.
All right, let's play another track.
Yeah,
what do you want to play next?
We could.
Do you want to play one of your son's tracks, or should we just move on?
We could
to
just
track,
move on. Let's move on quick. If it gets boring, we can take it off. Let's go to the next one.
So what is this?
I don't know. It's something more talk sport stuff. God.
Yeah, they're brilliant, mate. They are.
I made a cup of tea and everybody was in bed and I sat there moaning and groaning because I'd not had much sleep. The 286 is a tiny, tiny little municipal airport. It's an international airport arrived. So he had Seaman Jim for 2020.
So
he's a real performer, that Keith.
Yeah.
He's brilliant, mate.
Brilliant, mate.
Well, they are. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're
brilliant.
So okay. So this next track, let's try and find it. What is this?
Yeah.
We're going to play something by your son.
Yeah, he recorded this last night. It's a pop song.
Oh, so this is fresh off the.
Let him speak for himself because he's got the words and.
Does he talk at the beginning?
No, he's got the lyric. You know,
I see.
It's the beat, man. It's the beat in the lyrics, isn't it?
He's going to speak with the music.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
So we're going to... This is
Rory, Black Cat Bones? Central Line.
Otherwise known as Black Cat Bones. Right, you've done it. Okay.
Wait a second. Okay. Baby, won't you help me, please? Love is caring. Love is sharing.
Oh, well, we're playing the wrong track.
We took the wrong track, and that was...
Of course we are.
That's disastrous. I'm so bad at preparation. I think if we go to 11, we'll be all right. Let's do that. Let's just go for that.
All right, we're
going
for that?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, we'll...
We've had our ups, we've had our downs, on different stops, London Underground. But oh, what fun beneath the setting sun when it's getting dark in Holland Park. Just a cup of tea for you and me when it's getting late. Notting Hill Gate. Don't even care if the sun doesn't shine when I'm with you on the central line. And still go on past High Holborn, that same old train, through Chancery Lane. No, but I don't mind, 'cause I feel fine when I'm with you on the central line. I don't even care if the sun doesn't shine when I'm with you on the central line. And what a racket it makes, and the carriage it shakes, those filthy torn seats are not that great. No, but I don't mind, 'cause I feel fine when I'm with you on the central line. I don't even care if the sun doesn't shine when I'm with you on the central line.
Okay, so that was Rory.
I can't hear you. Oh, did you say something?
I did.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we alive?
I think so.
Are you alive?
Can you hear me?
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
No, I said, are we alive?
Yes.
And I wasn't alive then.
All right. That was, I didn't exist.
You existed, but I didn't exist.
Well,
then.
We exist.
Okay,
I
right.
can assure
okay.
you
we're
exist.
Existing now.
We
okay.
do exist.
Good.
So that was your son, Black Cat Bones, otherwise known as Rory Tregaskis. Or not?
Or yeah, no, yeah, never. It's Rory. Yeah.
All right. Now, so tell us a bit about this this motorcycle journey. You're going to go to Los Angeles and buy a motorbike.
Yeah. Preferably something really cheap that just runs and is legal.
Right.
And can stand 10,000 miles.
Yeah. And
also,
why are you doing this trip?
I need a break, and I think... it's a big adventure. I'm going to take a mini disc player with me and try and get some American type of drivel, which I can collect. And at the end of the journey, I've got a listener hour on WFMU, a wonderful station, much like Resonance FM, which needs money, and so does Resonance. So contribute money to Resonance, please. Yeah. And I'm going to do a listener hour at the end of it. So I might have collected some, hopefully, interesting drivel.
Right. Okay. And you were saying earlier that, in fact, you used to work on animated films way back.
Yeah.
And did actually do something for the New Avengers. What was that?
Well, that was very much a sort of repetitive task, which I'm quite good at doing repetitive tasks.
Yeah.
Where we had the titles, which were actually drawn up on the Imperial College mainframe, which had, you know, you've probably seen it. The titles at the end with the lion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got paid for it and did it in the holidays. And
yeah.
It wasn't, you know.
So you were you worked briefly as an animator then with an ad agency?
All different. Not ad agency, different animation houses around Wardour Street and Medicine and TSP and various other people. And you sort of go in and say, got any work, mate?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's 15 shillings an hour. You know, it's quite good money.
Yes, indeed.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, and
it's really boring. This let's do some.
My friend Morris used to make electrically heated clothing.
Morris Seddon,
yeah.
Did electrically. I want yeah. some. Is he still selling it?
Yes, he was a dispatch rider, probably at the same time that you were.
Yeah,
it seems to me that you could use some of this in Alaska. This
it's quite warm up there. It's the only time of year that it's actually. It's actually quite humid and hot, and there's lots of mosquitoes. There's 2 months of the year you can go up there that allows you to ride a motorbike. No. It rains a lot,
yeah.
But it's quite warm. It's right. The only 2 months, you know, July, August is quite warm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I might need some sort of clothing for the English winter, which but they're not so yes. cold now. Because when we you dispatch road, didn't you?
I did, yes, for
a while. And we used to suffer a lot in those days before of global
yes,
warming, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, all I had was in Gold Star, which you had to enter through a public toilet. You walked through a gent's toilet and down some steps and walked into the dispatch company. And we just used to have, you just had to pick up the sort of whatever clothing was available. And I had this Bellstaff outfit, which somebody had spilt battery
they
acid onto.
Leaked, don't they?
So it was just like in shreds.
Oh, no.
So it never actually kept the water out. But
clothing has come a long way, actually. Because
yeah.
I still ride a motorcycle every day. And that technology is incredible now. Because we really used to suffer in those days. I mean, before you had, you know, fleece and... And what do you call this nylon stuff? The
Gore-Tex.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't wear
yeah.
leather. It's horrible leather. It just doesn't work.
No. All right.
Do you still have a bike?
I have a bicycle, not a motorbike. I haven't had a motorbike for, 20 years or more. Okay, let's play another track. What do you want to play next?
Well, this is given to me by my sister, who was horrible to me when I was three, but she gave me this great record when she was a secretary for a record company. And
which number is it?
Uni. And it's a bloke called...
it's track 12.
Yeah, Bugcloth, Rabbit McKay.
Oh, is this
very
the one
scratched.
About the Big Sur?
But it's all about, you know, California. I think Big Sur is a lovely place. I went there once, so I want to go back there anyway. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At the break of day, as the sun turns warm, and the night dew feeds the earth, and the bird begins its song of life, till the whole new day rings forth, and a gentle breeze brings a sun.
Well, you've been listening to Wavelength with James Tregaskis.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming on the program, and good luck with your trip to Alaska. And
thank you.
Give our regards to WFMU.
I will. Thank you. Good night, children.
As the magic spell blows by, and this, it is my home. This is where I want to be. On the coast of California, in the Big Sur country. And walk with me through the forest, and hear the pine tree call, whispering their tale so beautiful that all of mankind should know. And there's rivers and there's streams and they're flowing down into the sea, and they're eager to tell of the things that they saw in their pools of history. And this, it is my home. This is where I want to be. On the coast of California, in the Big Sur country. the sun begins to settle down.